Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to tell you I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
It's very helpful.
Thank you.
I'm from Pennsylvania, and I'm 18, and I'm about to have sexual intercourse for the first time.
Yes.
And I'm curious to know as to what I should expect when the hymen breaks.
Okay. First of all, I do assume that you're going to have sexual intercourse with the person that you love very much.
Yes.
Also, that you are going to be protected.
Yes.
I tell you what, if the two of you love each other, and if you engage in the first sexual intercourse episode, not in a hurry, not in a rush,
okay,
not in the back seat of a car,
okay,
but some place where the two of you are alone, where the door is closed, where nobody's going to bother you, if you do engage in a lot of foreplay, so that you are going to be very moist inside the vagina, and if you are putting your behind on a pillow so that penetration is going to be a little bit easier,
okay,
the more relaxed you are, the less it's going to be a problem. What you also can do is actually help him insert the penis into the vagina, because this way you have some control over how fast or how slow you would like that penis inside. Okay?
Okay.
Most of the time, by educated people, by people who read about it beforehand, who talk about it, and who don't rush, there should be no problem. And even if there is, with most women, there is a few droplets of blood, it should be no problem.
Okay.
Also, very often there might not be any blood at all, because the hymen already might be stretched because of Tampax.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, of putting tampons on. In. All right?
Okay.
Is that what you use during menstruation?
Yes.
Okay. So if there's no bleeding, don't worry about it. The main thing is to be relaxed. Okay?
Okay.
And bravo for being responsible and using contraception. And good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.